Before the pandemic, licensed clinical social worker Kathleen Callahan helped start a mental health support group for local restaurant and hospitality workers in Aspen. The group is called Hospitality Matters. She got the idea from two local service industry workers who wanted a space to talk about their unique challenges and support each other. As part of our mental health series, High Risk at High Altitude, arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth spoke with Callahan about this important part of the local workforce and population.
What were you hearing from this population even before coronavirus that's unique to hospitality and restaurant workers?
Getting to know hospitality workers, they take very seriously what they do and pride themselves on excellence of service. And yet a lot of their clientele are not that kind to them. And the holiday seasons are very difficult for them. And so I think they need more support than maybe other people to know they're doing a great job for people outside of the industry.
The pandemic has obviously upended the industry. What's changed for service workers in this area, and have some challenges stayed the same since the pandemic hit?
I think initially in March, when a lot of things were closing down, there was a lot of panic. I know as a private clinician, I saw most of my clients for free because they couldn't afford to pay for it. Not knowing, can I afford to stay where I'm living? Can I feed myself? And the nice thing of having a conduit to them is to let them know where the free food was you could pick up or have it delivered. And those that were still working were even more stressed. One of the things they said during the summer is they felt the clientele was very friendly, very kind, and very understanding. But they felt like they were doing twice the work in half the amount of space.
Hospitality Matters, your mental health support group, had a core of about 15 people that kind of swelled to 30 at times who attended every week. You haven't been meeting people in person since the pandemic hit, but you've kept an open door policy. And you've touched on this, but even so, has it been tough for service workers to access mental health services?
I think it's been hard for everybody to access it. And that's kind of bothers me in that there are so many therapists in town that have open doors that will see you. I might be one of the few that says, you know, come see me once or twice for free. If we're a match, that's great. If we're not, I'll find you a therapist who is a match. But we have so many clinicians in this valley that want to help. And I'm not quite sure how to get the word out. I think part of it is the stigma of how do I walk through a therapist's door? How do I call them?
I wanted to bring up your son. Your family suffered a tragedy that's tied into all of this. How important are these discussions and conversations we're having right now when it comes to unraveling that stigma surrounding this topic of mental health?
I lost a son to suicide. It'll be 3 years coming up in July 10th. He was a hospitality worker. And ironically, having his own mother be a therapist, he refused to seek help. And this town's really small. And our suicide rate's really high, especially in this industry. And we have to, at least in this industry, know there's a place to go, there's people to talk to. What happens, they all get together and they work really hard on their family, and we get off season and they're isolated and alone. And it's the shoulder season where we're seeing the increased rate of suicide. So could we put something in place to fill that gap? You know, we have to stop this.
As part of this mental health series, we're trying to leave listeners with some tips they can take with them. What are some mental health tools that you advocate for service industry workers?
People know me as the reframe artist. And what I mean by that is there's three things I believe you can control in life. And one is what you think, how you feel, and what you do. And what you think will determine how you feel and what you do. And so take a step back. We live every single day in a world where we don't know what's going to happen. And the pandemic has made that exponentially larger for us. I like to challenge people, and a lot of the people I work with, and they're having bad days. And, you know, it's very universal, I think, in Aspen that the winter clientele is much more difficult to deal with, is that don't personalize your customer's attitude and maybe make a challenge. Can you get them to smile? Can you give them a sense of joy, even if they're being really nasty? Because we don't know what it was like for them to get here. We don't know anything about their lives. So can you add joy to it? And if you can't add joy to your customer, can you add joy to your fellow employee? Create a really positive, kind working environment.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation, with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.